چیز شده این آدمان لفظی اتون زی
Our Lord is spoken of as the light of the world. What is the light of the world now beginning to do? He is beginning to bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
Really?
Isn't that wonderful? By the end of his 1,000-year presence, it is going to be completely light. It is going to be completely perfect. We are already in the beginning of this 1,000-year day. Think of the increase of knowledge during this period of time since
1874.
One of the latest inventions that has changed the way of the world is the computer. Since arriving in Romania, I have talked to my wife and son because of the internet. I do not know how to operate the computer except in a limited way. But the brother who has this computer dialed our phone number. The phone rang at my home in America. My wife answered. Just a few years ago, we couldn't do that. Knowledge has increased. Also, many are running to and fro. It took less than 8 hours to come from New York City to Paris, France. It took approximately 8 hours to come from Bucharest to Cluj. But how long would it have taken to come from Bucharest to Cluj 200 years ago?
Dar cât timp ar fi trebuit în urmă cu 100 de ani ca să vină din București în Cluj?
It would have taken many days. So have we established the fact that we are in a different age.
Trebuie să ne stabilim că suntem într-o vârstă diferită, într-o eră diferită.
We are in a new world.
Noi suntem într-o lume nouă.
At the same time, the second world is coming to a close.
În timpul în care lumea a doua, dispensația a doua, se termină.
Now, if we covered up some of the lines here, you can see that the second world has not yet come to a full end.
Pentru că linia întreruptă, deci lumea, deci dispensația doar că nu terminase complet.
The signs and the time indicate, however, that we're getting close to the full end of this second evil world.
Dar semnele toate arată că suntem foarte aproape de terminarea celei de-a doua dispensații.
Now, if we cover up some more lines,
dacă acoperim mai multe linii,
we can see that the third world has begun.
Putem vedea că a treia lume a început deja.
What is the first age of this third world?
Care este prima vârstă din această lume, din această dispensație?
The first age is the millennial age.
Prima vârstă este vârsta milenară.
This is called the last day.
Aceasta este numită ziua din urmă.
Now back to the parable in Matthew 25.
În parabola din Matei 25.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him.
Când Fiul Omului vine în slava sa cu toți Sfinții Săi Îngeri.
The word angels here is referring to messengers or the church.
Referința care se face aici la îngerii săi se referă la biserica sa.
Our Lord returned in his glory in the year
1874.
We have seen that he is the light of the world. We have seen that by the close of his presence it will be perfect. To verify this statement, may we turn to Zechariah 14, verses 6 and 7. Now, just briefly, the prophet is telling us that during this 1,000 years it's not going to be completely dark nor completely light.
Că în această zi nu este nici în întregime lumină, nici în întregime întuneric, nici în întregime lumină. Deci nu-i complet nici lumină, nici întuneric.
At evening time it will be light.
Dar spre seară se va arăta lumină.
Why?
De ce?
Because the Sun of Righteousness,
pentru că soarele dreptății,
the light of the world,
lumina lumii,
is going to enlighten everyone.
Va lumina pe fiecare.
Every single person will have an opportunity to learn the truth.
Fiecare persoană singurată va avea ocazia să învețe adevărul.
Isn't that good news?
Nu este aceasta o veste bună?
Especially today when we know that 2/3 or 67% more or less are totally heathen. The remaining 1/3 really don't know about our Lord except just for a few. So in due time, everyone will come to an accurate knowledge of the truth. Now why is this possible? This is possible because our Lord loved you. He loved me. He loved Adam. He loved all of Adam's children. In 1 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 3 through 6, in brief, we note that the time will come in which everyone will come to an accurate knowledge of the truth.
First Timothy 2, verses 3 through 6.
Then Paul tells us that it's because the man Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. Then Paul adds, to be testified in due time. The due time for only a small number is during this gospel age. Have you ever puzzled over the words of our Lord that he wasn't trying to convert the world at his first advent?
Vedem că v-a gândit că Domnul a venit să convertească lumea când a venit prima la prima venire.
When will the world be converted?
Când va fi timpul când se convertească lumea?
The world will be converted after the highway of holiness is open.
Va fi lumea în întregime va fi convertită când calea sfințeniei va fi deschisă.
The due time then for a limited number is this gospel age. When the gospel age comes to a full end, then the world will have the opportunity of learning God's plan accurately. We should not find fault with those who don't understand God's plan at the present time. Who has blinded them to the truth? The God of the second dispensation by usurpation has blinded their eyes. If you see a blind person on the street, you have sympathy with that person. So therefore, we should sympathize with those who are blind at the present time to God's plan. In Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the 35th chapter, 35 verse 5, the prophet tells us that the time will come in which the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The light of the world, our Lord, will cause all of the blind to see. Associated with our Lord will be his mighty members. Let us repeat that these mighty members are selected during the gospel age. It is these few then who are said to be a little flock, who will be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The body members are spoken of as being a part of the Son of Righteousness. And for a scripture citation, it's Matthew 13:43. Now let us go back to Matthew 25, verse 31. When did the Son of Man return? In 1874. What important invention was there in 1874? The light bulb. And of course there have been many, many inventions during this period called the time of the end. The next part of this verse says that all of the holy messengers will eventually be with our Lord. Are all of the body members resurrected at the same moment? Are all of the body members resurrected at the same moment?
No.
The scriptures plainly teach that the dead in Christ would be resurrected first. Who is represented by the dead in Christ? This expression is referring to those who walked faithfully in the narrow way down through the Gospel
Age.
They had been invited to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. They accepted that invitation. All of us were invited to come to be together here this afternoon. We are very thankful that each of you accepted that invitation. Now we are all together. However, did we all arrive at the same moment? No. It's no disgrace for one to be the last one to arrive. Somebody has to be last. So it is with the resurrection of the body members. The dead in Christ were first resurrected. Now, we believe this because of the signs of the time. Do you recall Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15? He associates the first resurrection with the last trump. For those taking notes, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 53. Now here's the question. Paul mentions the last trump. This last trump is the same as the seventh trump. And this trumpet is waxing louder and louder and louder. Have you heard the sound? Men are demanding their real and their fancied rights such as never before. These current events indicate then that the first resurrection is in progress. Now let's review. The dead in Christ were first resurrected. And that's shown on this plain L. We believe that was shortly after our Lord's second presence began. Didn't our Lord say that if I go away, I will come again?
vorbiți cu domnul, mă duc, dar mă voi întoarce.
Da. So that they can all be together.
Ca toți să fie împreună. Domnul a zis, vă iau să fie împreună cu ei.
Then Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 53, continues.
That
those of the fully consecrated alliance. And when that last one passes beyond the second veil, our Lord and his body members will all be together. Just like we're all together here this afternoon. Now, just think of the joy when the bride has made herself ready. Just like we're happy to see each other. There will be much joy when the bride has made herself ready. The Apostle John says in his first epistle, beloved, this is 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? The sons of God are those who are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. After making a full consecration, the Father of His own will begets these with the Word of Truth. Where is this shown on the chart? Plane M is the plane of spirit begettal. So continuing in 1 John the 3rd chapter, John says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We'll see our Lord as he is. We shall see our Lord as he is. Since our Lord's resurrection, he is a glorious divine spirit being. This same promise of the divine nature is given to all of the fully consecrated.
Și această natură glorioasă este promisă spre deal la toți de plini consacrați.
Then in verse 3, John says,
în versetul 3, Ioan spune,
everyone who has this hope,
oricine are nădejdea aceasta,
will purify himself,
în el se curățește,
even as our Lord is pure.
În el este curat.
Yes, we have the responsibility of endeavoring to be like our Lord.
Da, noi avem responsabilitatea să fim curați ca și Domnul.
Our Lord was loving.
Domnul nostru a fost iubitor.
Kind.
Binevoitor.
Merciful. Our Lord was proved perfect as a new creature.
Domnul nostru a s-a dovedit ca și
so we must also develop a character like Jesus. if we wish to be with Him for all eternity. Back to the parable in Matthew 25, verse 31. All of the saints are represented as being with our Lord at this point on the chart. This is plain K. The lowercase letter is W, small letter W. So this represents the full union or the marriage of the bride and the bridegroom. The parable doesn't go into a lot of detail. It doesn't mention the marriage supper. However, there will be marriage festivities after the marriage. On Saturday, it was our privilege here in Romania to be at a wedding. After the marriage, there were marriage festivities. A marriage supper. So, as we mentioned, this parable doesn't mention the marriage supper. Other scriptures mention that. Then it is that our Lord and His body members are shown as being on this plane of the glory of office. You see, those on this plane are kings and priests. A king is a ruler with power. With power. Now, our Lord received this power at the time of His resurrection, but it was not then time to exercise that power. Why? It was the Father's plan for our Lord to have associates. These associates are called the Bride of Christ. The Body of Christ. When all are together, they will be on this plane of the glory of office. Now, again, the parable doesn't go into all of the details. After the marriage supper, there will still be much trouble in the earth. After the marriage supper, there will still be much trouble in the earth. Just how long those days of anarchy will last, we do not know. We do know that the last part of anarchy will be in Israel. That is the last part of this great time of trouble. This is called Jacob's trouble. Will Israel be driven into the sea? No. Divine intervention is going to stop the trouble. Then at that time, the second evil world will have fully come to an end. That will bring us to number 10 on the chart. Do we know that date? Do we know that date?
Noi știm acea dată?
No.
If we knew, then we would be walking by sight and not by faith. May we continue to pray for that time when this trouble in the earth will be stopped. Let us now turn to verse 32 of the parable. Let us note where this parable of the separation of the sheep from the goats begins. Again, let's emphasize that at number 10, the separation of the sheep from the goats will begin.
La numărul 10, separarea oilor de capre este începută, începe.
A parable is a word picture.
O parabolă este o ilustrație în cuvinte, un cuvinte biblică.
The thing said is not the thing meant.
Deci lucrurile care sunt acolo nu sunt
Sheep represent those who are meek.
Oile reprezintă pe cei blânzi.
Those who are teachable.
Cei învățăcei. Care sunt învățăcei.
Whereas the goats represent those who are stubborn.
Caprele, deci caprele reprezintă pe cei de
We believe that many who are now stubborn will become meek in due time. When Satan is fully bound, we believe that many who are now stubborn will become meek. All will then come to an accurate knowledge of God's plan. No one will need to say to his neighbor, "Know the Lord." No one will need to say to his neighbor, "Know the Lord." All will know the Lord, the least and to the greatest. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Let's review. The separation of the sheep from the goats will begin at the time the second evil world comes to a full close.
Parabola separării oilor de capre începe când lumea a doua, dispensația a doua se termină.
Another picture of this same period of time is that of the highway of holiness.
Altă ilustrație acestea este calea înaltă a Sfințeniei.
When will the highway of holiness be opened?
Când calea înaltă a Sfințeniei va fi deschisă.
It will be open at the time the second evil world comes to full end. In Isaiah 35, verse
8,
the prophet tells us about this highway. He reminds us that it's for the unclean. When we work in the garden, we get our hands dirty. We get our clothing dirty. Then we wish as soon as possible to clean up our hands. We wish to clean up our clothing. We want to make them clean. We wish to make them clean. We believe that many of the world of mankind will desire to clean up from sin and its defilements. No one will pass completely over that highway unless he cleans up from sin.
Nimeni nu va trece, nu va depăși acea cale înaltă dacă nu va fi în întregime curat.
Those who will have this opportunity of walking up the highway of holiness must repent of sin.
Cei care vor avea ocazia să meargă pe această cale îngustă și să se pocăiască de păcate,
they must accept and obey Jesus.
Ei vor accepta pe Iisus.
Now back to the parable. We note that the shepherd is going to divide these two classes. The sheep will be gathered to the right hand. What does right hand signify? Favor. The goats will be gathered to the left.
Caprele vor merge la partea stângă, mâna stângă.
Disfavor.
Defavoare,
necavoare. Now remember, it's not literal sheep and literal goats.
Ne reamintim că nu sunt literale, nici oile, nici caprele.
This is referring to mankind.
Acesta se referă la neamul omenesc.
There will be the two classes.
Vor fi două clase.
There will be those who will gain life. There will be those who will gain life. These are the sheep. They will gain perfect human life. The other class, represented by the goats, are those who will not gain life. These will be cut off from amongst the people. Many have been mistaught concerning this parable. They have been taught that those who are the goats are going to be placed in a lake of fire. But now, if it's a literal lake of fire, then it would be literal goats. Can you think of anyone who would wish to literally burn literal goats? I don't know how it is here in Romania, but in America we have laws to protect animals. We have the Humane Society. So if a person is going to take everything literal, it would be literal goats burning in a literal fire. Now the reason they don't understand this parable is that Satan has blinded their eyes of understanding. When Satan is fully bound, the eyes of understanding will open. The eyes of understanding will open when Satan is fully bound. We note that those who have a sheep-like disposition are interested in serving others. Now those are represented by the sheep class will be interested in giving food to those who are hungry. Again, remember, it's a parable. there will be those who will be hungry for the truth. We have a scripture that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Then we know that there will be those who are thirsty. The parable shows that there will be those who are thirsty. The sheep class will offer this water of life to others. The parable also shows that there will be those who are naked and who are sick. The sheep class will inform those represented as being naked of the necessity of accepting Jesus as their Redeemer. Then there are those who are sick. The entire world is sin sick. What will heal them? The truth will heal all who will take this medicine. Now the parable also shows that there are some in prison. The prison house of death. In fact, the entire human family is locked up in prison. They are locked up in the prison house of death. Brother Juan, may I have your car keys? Now, who has the... two keys. Who has the keys to this prison? Our Lord has the keys to this prison. Now, we're going to let these glasses of water represent those that we call them alive. But from God's standpoint, they're considered dead. Let the dead bury those who are actually dead. So the prisoners in the prison yard are considered dead. Those locked up in the graves are surely dead. Now, first of all, our Lord is going to use the key of death to unlock these prison doors. Those of the sheep class will wish to assist in this work. Those condemned to death then will have the opportunity to start walking up this highway of holiness. Then in the course of time, our Lord is going to use the key of hell. It's Hades in the Greek. Hades simply means oblivion. Oblivion. So, when this key of hell is used, those who are actually dead in the graves will be released from this prison and started up the highway of holiness. Friends, this is a gigantic work. It's going to be under the supervision of the Christ, head and body. This word will be under the supervision of the Christ, head and body. However, those who become sheep here from the earth will have the opportunity to assist in this work. They will wish to assist others. Again, let us repeat that it is more blessed to give than to receive. On the other hand, those represented by goats are stubborn. They are selfish. They have no desire to assist others. These then who do not have an interest in others, if they do not change, will die at the second death. How long will these goats have? What length of time will they have to make progress? And if they've made no progress after 100 years, they will die the second death. The 100 years is brought to our attention in Isaiah 65, verse 20. We just referred to the reference. We'd like to now turn to Acts, the third chapter. Acts, the third chapter, verse 23. Now, Peter tells us that every soul who will not obey that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. In other words, the goats will be destroyed. Again, a goat is a stubborn, disobedient animal. Those of mankind who remain stubborn, those of the world of mankind who remain stubborn, after at least 100 years, opportunity will die the second death. This work of separating the sheep from the goats is the work during the millennial age. It's the work of that period of time from 10 through 11. This is the major portion of the millennial age, will any goats be turned over to the Father at the end of the millennial age? No. It's the sheep who will be turned over to the Father. I'm so very pleased that you knew the answer. So, at the end of this millennial age, the parable will have been fulfilled. However, we would like to go further. with the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 through 28. Now, there the apostle briefly shows that when the 1,000 years come to an end, this kingdom is going to be turned over to the Father so that he may be all in all. Let us look at the chart again. This is the period called the low season. This low season follows the millennial age. The mediator steps aside . The kingdom is turned over to the Father. The Father is the great judge. Now, during the time of the separation of the sheep from the goats, our Lord and his body members will be the judges. Paul says, "Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world?" When the work of these judges has come to an end, the kingdom will be turned over to the great judge. The adversary will be let loose for this little season. Why? For the purpose of testing restored mankind.